Welcome back to Farm Talk. This is Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, we are getting super excited about our next event, and that would be Big Iron, which gets underway Tuesday next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And to find out more about it right now, I think he's back making lemonade and bars and everything like that. Cody Cashman, he is the CEO of the Red River Valley Fair Association. What are you doing? Are you supervising? Are you officially the looking over the shoulder guy, or what's going on?
I am pretty much just supervising at this point. Everybody seems to be going full speed ahead. Everything looks great. I think we're ahead of schedule. That's always the kiss of death, though, so I try not saying that too much.
Gotcha. Hey, I talked to you earlier this summer. Last year's corn crop for you guys was kind of a bummer, but I think it's going good this year. Is it much better this year?
It is. We could have a professional basketball team go through it this year and actually be lost. So it's a good thing.
Very good. All right. Well, let's get to the main topic so far. We got some other things to talk about with the fairgrounds over there and what's going to be happening as we slide into fall. Can you, first of all, believe it's September? I'm like totally lost. I can't believe it's September already.
Oh, it's, you know, for us, it's such a unique thing since we've added, you know, since, my gosh, 2021, we've added so many events to the fairgrounds. So for us, it's, you know, we don't really have a summer. We have events, and we just know what month it is, but what event's next. And it just seems like it just keeps getting quicker and quicker for us. So we went from the fair to the Renaissance Fair to Big Iron right off, and then Corn Maze and Pumpkin Patch, and then Holiday Lights before you know it. So, I mean, we just – it's a lot. We're busy, busy all the time.
And the other part of this here we want to make mention of, for folks that were wondering if they were going to get to see green back out there again, you are, because they're back. John Deere, correct? Unless I missed something.
Yeah, that new company that is coming back, huh?
New company, okay. They are back. They were at the fair, too, right? They were at the fair this summer?
Yeah. RDO and John Deere, RDO has been back. They're coming back. They were at the fair this year, so we're excited to have them on board with Big Iron, and we're looking forward to seeing what they're going to do. What they're going to do is really, really going to impress a lot of people this year. In fact, they're taking up 64 acres of the fairgrounds, one of our fields. So they're going to do demos, and then they also have an extremely large booth this year. So we're excited to see what they got cooking this year.
Well, I know one thing. They've been introducing some new products, including a new baler, so there's lots to visit with them about. The other part of this component, obviously we think of Big Iron as farm and agriculture and those types of things, but a few years ago the word construction got ended to that, and why not? Because everybody uses these big pieces of equipment anyway, so the construction side of this is a part of it. When you kind of look at the whole setup there, how much of it is construction? Is it like half, 20%, 30%, or how does it break down?
What's funny is, you know, it's a great question, because we've actually expanded Big Iron. Its footprint is massive. Probably in 2020, 2021, Big Iron was only, or actually 2019, Big Iron was probably only about 100 acres. Big Iron is now about 230 acres. We've really expanded the entire property. The fairgrounds is 400 acres. And so, well, I should say it's more than that now, because RDA has taken up the 64-acre lot. So I guess it's even more than that. Let's say it's almost 300 acres now. So we've really expanded. So what we've done is there's an area that's directly west of the grandstand and south of kind of the food court area. And this area was all dirt. And actually, Bobcat Corporate used to use it all summer long to do demonstrations and to test out equipment. So it was already kind of a construction site. So we decided, let's turn this into a construction site for Big Iron and let everybody play with their toys, right? So it's completely sold out. The construction side of things are sold out completely. It went over extremely well. We had a really, really good turnout last year of actual people that were interested in buying. And once they test it, they went to the next one and tested the other one. And right, so everybody started testing each other's equipment, and they figured out which one made the most sense for them. And then they purchased it. It was amazing.
One of the things that you guys have continued to expand on is you guys have a lot of great like seminars happening each day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you got everything from our buddy Daryl Richeson to John Newton, who used to be with the Farm Bureau one time. Now he's the executive head of Terrain. You've got market analysts. The list goes on and on. That's a pretty good list you got there, even on Thursday. So who puts that together? Is that help of others, or is that you feverishly pulling out the ag Rolodex?
I can't, you know, our staff can't take credit for that. It's the Red River Farm Network does that. And, you know, they do a great job with it. We have another group that does some. And I'm drawing a blank on the name, but there's this Australian farmer group that's viral on YouTube that's also coming as well. So, I mean, it seems like Big Iron just has an absolute draw to it. Okay. Whether it's now it's world, you know, it's been worldwide for a long time, but it just seems like it's a lot easier now with the, you know, with YouTube and all the TikTok videos. It seems like everybody knows what Big Iron is if you're in the farming community.
Absolutely. It has been a huge show. What number show is this? It's not on the,
I believe this is 45.
Oh my gosh. It's been around 45. For a while.
My first year was the 40th year.
Oh man. And didn't he get its start like over in like Castleton or something? I think it was somewhere else.
It did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a few farmers that got together and held it in Castleton, and then it moved to the fairgrounds, and the fairgrounds took it over.
Talk about the folks that are going to be occupying your booth. Do you have any kind of idea? Because you will find them in every nook and cranny of the complex. A lot of distributors, a lot of exhibitors, and they want to talk to you. So you have an idea of how many you got?
Yes, so we have over 900 vendors. Ooh. We only have a few indoor booths left. So if there's interest in that, reach out as soon as you can. We'll get you on the list. But and it's kind of a unique show in the sense that we try to predominantly make it all agriculture and only agriculturally based. So it's kind of a unique thing in that regard. I think we only have one spot, outdoor spot. I guarantee all those spots are completely gone. I mean, this is we always at this point we know we're going to sell out. I mean, it's unbelievable. Nice. It just seems like we just keep growing every single year.
And I'm hoping that we get to continue to have the nice weather like we have. Not 60, but 70s would be great, right? Keep that wheel rolling.
You know what? Big Iron is one of those things where I've seen it where it's 85 and I've seen it when it's, you know, 55, 60 degrees, and it really doesn't seem to matter. It really doesn't seem to matter with the weather as far as the farmers go. What actually, to be honest with you, and I probably shouldn't say this, the farmers might get mad at me, but I want to see a good rainstorm on Monday. That way they all have to.
Oh, here he goes. Here's what I'm going to tell you, though. If it stays dry, I was just going to say, boy, you're kind of a lucky guy, because I think like a lot of the small grains will be done, and I know corn and soybeans will not be ready, so you might be hitting that natural window anyway. So, but there are some folks that just cheered. There's a few people that just cheered when you said that. Just a little rain shower. One thing we do not need, or no, actually we do need, you, and this is pretty cool, you guys could charge for this, but you guys have always, at least the last couple of years now, brought in some great entertainment. This year's free show is Josh Turner.
That's right. Josh Turner is a phenomenal artist. In fact, we couldn't believe we got him. Honestly, you know, don't get me wrong, Lee Greenwood was great, and Rodney Atkins was phenomenal, but there's just something about having Josh Turner that just absolutely elevates Big Iron, and I am so excited to have him. I mean, I know all the songs. Everybody I know that hears that we're having them are so excited. They think we're charging for him. He's completely free. So, you know, thanks to our sponsors, we're able to make this happen. There's no question about it. Big Iron just has an allure to it, and there's just such a good feeling about having Big Iron here and being able to have concerts and just everybody getting together and having a good time. And anybody can come completely free.
6 o'clock on Wednesday, September 10th. So you can take in the show and then kind of end it. Get your favorite beverage. And I know you got food there because I wouldn't be there without it. But
we do.
It's really good food. Do you guys do anything creative with the food, or you're like, we just got to make sure we got the staples there?
You know, we have our staples, but one thing we did this, you know, last year, and it worked, and we're going to do it again. We're going to continue to add different food vendors every single year. We're going to put them in different spots throughout the grounds. So that was, you know, we used to have just a one location food court for Big Iron. We still do have a big food court. However, we are spreading out a few food vendors to make it, because it's, again, 300 acres is a huge ground. I mean, that's bigger. If you've ever been to Minnesota State Fair or anywhere like that, it's bigger than Minnesota State Fair as far as land. So we absolutely need to spread out our food so people don't have to walk as far. So we're doing that. That's a key thing we're doing to try to make it a little bit better experience for everyone. And of course, we have all of our fair foods and a few really awesome bacon food vendors. And, you know, Big J's is my you know, I'll tell the other guys, my personal favorite.
Okay.
He's got the Big Roy special, which is a bacon-wrapped meatloaf on a stick with macaroni and cheese. It's just phenomenal.
Okay, I'm going to hold you that. We'll have to try that out. What's the cost to get into Big Iron Farm Show, Farm and Construction Show?
Oh, the cost. Well, that's the thing. Go to the bank, get a loan out, come buy a combine or two, but it's free to get into the fair.
What? A big egg show that's free? Because I can tell you the last two that I've been at were not free. In fact, last one I was at, you paid $25 to get in. Other one I'll be at is like $300 to get in. So
it's, you know, we believe that everybody should experience Big Iron. We believe that Big Iron's been free and it always will be.
Okay.
Big Iron should be free. We're showcasing agriculture. It's what we do best. North Dakota is the best, in my opinion. I think everybody's opinion now, we do it better than everybody else, and we should brag about it. We should showcase it. This is an exhibition as well. I mean, we're showcasing what we have to offer as far as tech. I mean, people come from all over the world. North Dakota Trade Office will tell you know, all the people that come from all over the world to see Big Iron. Not only do they come to see it, but they want to see what America is doing. We do it better than everybody else. Everybody knows it. They're coming to check it out. They're going to tour around, see what kind of new tech there is. I mean, RDO and Case and all these guys are going to, and Titan, everybody's going to have all their new tech out there. Everybody's going to be showcasing it. And these folks are going to see it and be proud, like, wow, we might be able to purchase this one day. Or maybe they come and buy it and ship it over. So I think, to me, it should be free. We do a great job of demos. I mean, all of our sponsors make sure that this show is free.
Very good.
Out
of time, sir. You're going to have to come and see us to talk about all the other things you got going on. I'm literally out of time. BigIronFarmShow.com. That's the website. Thank you, Cody. We'll talk to you in just a few.